Central American migrants line up outside a car that's carrying bags stuffed with clothes. The car parks outside the gates of El Berital, a nightclub venue on the outskirts of Tijuana. The space has been transformed into a makeshift home for approximately 3,000 migrants who traveled here with the most recent caravan. Inside, rows of tents sprawl across the concrete pavement, exposed to the elements. One corner is taken by dozens of porta-potties. Medical tents line another. Further back is an enclosed building for women and families. This is a space in transition as busloads of new migrants continue to arrive. Migrants from the caravan were originally housed in Benito Juarez Stadium. El Berital is more remote and isolated, a half-hour drive from the U.S.-Mexico border where asylum seekers will need to present themselves. Those are shouts of "We want shoes" outside El Berital's storage facility. Shoes are one of the most requested items, as are tents. Some migrants say that goods are being distributed too slowly, especially during the cold winter nights in Tijuana. One National Institute of Migration official, who declined to give his name, explained that the delay is due to the transition of the new incoming government.
The Mexican federal government will take over control of this shelter, so there'll be a change of the operational protocols are being modified. There's a problem of information right now. Basically, it's not a problem of resources. There's enough of everything.
However, mistrust of the system persists among migrants, and they say it's vulnerable to corruption. Others are concerned about the lack of drinking and bathing water and adequate toilets, especially as the population continues to grow.
No water to shower. You can never shower. And there's no water in the toilets.
Toilets, yes. There's a lot. I won't argue that. The only thing is that they come every 3 days to clean them. And I think it should be every day because of the kids.
Enough water to drink? Yes, they've given us one a day, two bottles.
That doesn't seem like very much.
Yeah, it doesn't seem much.
That last voice is Ada's, not her real name. She and her husband fled the gangs in Honduras and are trying to make their way to the United States. Ada said they were kidnapped during the journey when they got separated from the caravan.
Then a van drove by and took us.
But Ada's quick thinking may have saved their lives.
We jumped out. I started it. A friend of mine who was with us, I've cried a lot for her because she was pregnant and she lost her baby, because she also jumped out.
You feel like you can't go back?
No.
No. We are scared, too scared. For our family, for our daughter. For that reason, we did not bring the baby, because she's so little. She was only 2 months when we left. We didn't want to risk her life.
Despite all that's happened, Ada hasn't given up hope.
I have faith in God that He will open the doors for us, because everything we've been through is true. We have proof. Proof.
Migrants like Ada are caught in a limbo. They're fleeing violence and poverty in Central America from countries destabilized by decades of U.S. intervention. But many are unable to move forward because, as critics argue, the U.S. is illegally keeping asylum seekers from being able to make their claims. So Ada and the others may be staying in El Berital for a long time.
I think we're going to have these people here with us at least 8 to 12 months more. My name is Rodolfo Olimpo Hernandez Bojorquez, and I'm the president of the Baja California Commission for Attention to Immigrants.
He says Mexico will issue thousands of work permits to the migrants.
It's not the first time we received this number of immigrants. And last year, we received close to 23,000 Haitians. And 3,000 of them, they are working right now in Tijuana. The maquiladora industry announced to us that there's a need for 12,000 more employees here in Baja. And we know these people can provide the kind of jobs for them.
Maquiladoras refers to foreign, often U.S.-owned factories in developing countries, historically criticized for poor wages and dismal working conditions. While some migrants want to stay in Mexico, others don't. And those who want to go north face a U.S.-created bottleneck at the border. Irineo Mujica of migrants' rights organization Pueblos Sin Fronteras is supporting a group of hunger strikers.
The number one demand is to the United States to have the asylum seeking process facilitated a little bit more. We want the number of asylum petitions to increment because they only allow 40, and that there's not enough for the hundreds of people that are staying there.
They're calling for the San Ysidro border in Tijuana to start processing 300 asylum claims a day to speed up the process.
Can I get another alcohol gauze to clean his arm?
Gracias por todo.
Bien.
Muchas gracias.
A nurse inserts an IV needle into the arm of a hunger striker named Jose so he doesn't get dehydrated. Jose, who's from El Salvador, is on a week-long hunger strike along with 14 others outside the San Ysidro pedestrian border crossing. He says he's standing up for the rights of himself and the rest of the asylum seekers in a peaceful manner.
For now, I'm at day 4, 3 more to go. But yes, we can go through with it. We can go through with it. It's worth it. It's worth the effort.
Jose is adamant that he wants to go to the U.S. through legal means. He says he's added his name to the list of asylum seekers waiting to have their cases heard. Now, he's expecting to wait 6 weeks before he can make his case. And the list that holds Jose's shot at asylum?
Es un libro.
It's a book. And on that book, they just write down your name and a number. Seems really simple.
A simple notebook. A lawsuit by legal organization El Otro Lado argues that the U.S. Border Patrol's policy of turning away and delaying asylum seekers, and thus the list, are illegal under both U.S. asylum law and the 1951 Refugee Convention. That delay is keeping some migrants, like Junior, from even trying. He says he hasn't seen evidence that the asylum process is working.
So like we say in Honduras, see it to believe it. That's why I haven't signed up yet.
Then there's the question as to where asylum seekers will wait while their cases are being heard. A rumored deal between President Trump and President López Obrador would see migrants waiting in Mexico while their U.S. asylum claims are being processed, which may be in violation of the principle of non-refoulement under international refugee law. Irineo Mujica of Pueblos Sin Fronteras is critical of that plan.
I know that's what Donald Trump wants. It is illegal. If someone wants to ask for asylum in Mexico, they can ask asylum in Mexico. Someone wants to ask for asylum in the United States because Mexico is not safe, they should have the right to ask for asylum in the United States, not in Mexico.
As for hunger striker Jose, life goes on in Tijuana, while he, like so many others, waits for his number to be called.
What gives you the strength to keep going?
Pensar en mi familia.
Thinking about my family. Thinking about the possibility I may have over there. Thinking that maybe a door will open and being able to progress, move forward.
For KPFA, I'm Lucy King, in Tijuana, with help from April Newman.